Since the beginning of time, the welfare and the salvation of man has always been the desire of God. In the book of Genesis, we read about Adam and Eve committing the first sin. In Genesis chapter 3, dropping down to about verse 13, we begin to read about the punishment that would be inflicted upon man and woman and also Satan for the first sin that entered into the world. As we read about the punishment that is being dealt out toward man and woman and Satan, though, we also read about a great prophecy concerning the salvation of man. In verse 15, as God is speaking to Satan or the serpent, he said, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Notice that this was the salvation of man that God had in mind. He talked about the seed of woman, speaking of Christ, that he would be born of a virgin, not a man and a woman, but the seed of woman. And that through the Christ, he would crush the head of Satan. That is, he would destroy the power of Satan and of sin over mankind. That's why we read in Romans 5 and verse 6, "When we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." When we were without strength, when there was nothing that we could do for ourselves, God did something for us. We couldn't have devised a plan by which we could be justified or redeemed. We couldn't have come up with a scheme that would take away the sin of mankind. And when we couldn't do that for ourselves, God did that for us. He sent Christ to die in our place. In Romans 6:23, we read, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." A wage is something that we earn. It's something that is owed to us. It's something that we get paid. And whenever we sin, we're worthy of death. Now, the death that he's speaking of here, of course, is not physical death. Death is literally a separation. The first death that we read about in the Bible is the separation of the soul from the body. But the second death, Revelation 20 and verse 14, is the separation of the soul from God for an eternity. And whenever we sin, whenever we violate the law of God, we deserve to be separated from God for eternity. But instead, God has given us a gift. That gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Notice that a sinner, if he is punished to a hell, goes there because he deserves so. But if a righteous man goes to heaven, it's because of what Christ has done for him. Now, that doesn't mean that we have no part in our salvation. In Acts 2 and verse 40, Peter said, "To save yourselves from this untoward generation." Philippians 2:12, Paul said, "To work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." If we're going to take advantage of eternal life, of salvation, then we have to reach out and grab it. And we do that by believing in Christ and repenting of our sin, confessing his name before men, being baptized in water for the remission of our sins, and then living a life of faithfulness. So that's not to say that salvation, there's nothing to do on man's part in order to obtain that salvation. But what the Bible does teach us is that God, when we were without strength, did something for us. And thank God that he did, because there was nothing that we could have done for ourselves. Thank God that he sent Jesus Christ to die in our place, and thank God that we don't have to suffer the wages of sin because of the sacrifice that he has made for us. Thank God for salvation.